I am a Methodist minister, but I've done many other things in my life, not the least of which was being in state government for many years in the areas of social services and child welfare. I did some radio in Baltimore, talk on BAL. That's how I got to know Governor Schaefer when he was mayor. I didn't know him. I didn't know he was the kind of person who would probably listen to a talk show just to see what people were talking about. And he was beginning stages of the harbor. I wasn't a Baltimorean, but I thought it was a good idea, what little I knew about that kind of development. And I'm on there defending it at night. And I found out that he was listening and thought maybe I could be of help someday. So when he became governor, he brought me down to the press office at first, where I worked with public information officers, and that's how I got to know him. I wasn't there very long until my job changed. I found out, as we heard from the scripture today, that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. One day I got a constituent letter on my desk. It had come from the governor's office. My soul, the man is actually reading letters from citizens. And in his own hand, he wrote, "Luther, I think you ought to go visit this person." Oh my God. He knows I'm a minister. So I asked him, "Do I make pastoral calls now, going to people's homes?" I went to visit her. She was a state employee, low-level state employee. Her husband was very sick, and they weren't getting the kind of care that they needed. We worked with her until we could find some way to help. And that was just the beginning with the kind of work I did. After a while, it became a full-time job in his office with cabinet stature. I did have a title, I can't remember what it was, but I was known on the cabinet as Secretary of Hard Luck. I consider that a great honor. I wish I had a certificate on it. I was everywhere in the state representing him. I tell people that I spent time in every jail in the state of Maryland, just a few hours at a time, visiting people, either inmates or their families or whoever, who had a problem. What makes a man good? He cared. That makes a person good. He had a simple religious faith that he didn't talk about a lot in public, but he was to speak one day at the Naval Academy prayer breakfast. So I got the assignment to write him a speech. Well, you didn't write out a whole long speech for him. You just wrote little outline kind of things. So I wrote this little thing saying, a simple faith. And I was there waiting to hear this great religious statement. And the place was packed. The midshipmen were there and everybody else. And it came time for him to speak. Well, that morning, a reporter in the Baltimore Sun had written a story saying, "Has religion tainted Governor Schaefer?" Wow. They call on him to get up and deliver his message to the prayer breakfast. And I'm sitting back there waiting for this. And he got up like, you know, he could get. He said, a simple faith. Christians are supposed to love everybody. But I hate that, and he named him from the Baltimore Sun. So I guess I'm not a Christian. And he sat down. I had to pay a little pastoral call on him that afternoon and talk about it. The media has done just a wonderful job with Laney and her staff and so forth, encouraging them to cover all of these wonderful spots in the city where he did so much, obviously so much, and it's just been great coverage. And the work in the neighborhoods to keep them clean, keep them straight, to keep people living there. Those kind of things are well documented and have been highlighted today. But the steps of this good man went to places where you could not find now, perhaps, or take a gathering to show and put on television. It were those simple homes and hearts of people that he cared about and reached out to and helped whenever he could. He cared. We developed something called the 7 steps of good citizen service. One was deal with their problem, not yours. Don't be a bureaucrat who says, oh my God, I have to put up with that kind of thing. What's that got to do with what I'm doing? Listen to their hearts as well as their words. Respond to people, not letters. Consider the possibility they just may be right, one of those citizens out there. If no one can help, at least show that you can, that you care. If you can't help, maybe someone else can, working together for them. When he became controller, he took those 7 steps with him, and I think it was Mike Golan who had them printed on the little mugs that employees in the controller's office, for Lord's sakes, the tax collectors. Oh, I know they do more than that, and I know the controller's here today. But I hope maybe your people still have those mugs around somewhere with those 7 steps of caring citizen services. He cared. Also, he acted. Not enough just to respond. You had to do something. You didn't respond to people, and it's so easy to do in bureaucracy. Wish we could help you, but unfortunately that is a federal issue. Please contact your senator or your congressperson or whoever else. If it gets to us, it's ours. I will tell you one little story that the governor kept talking about. We got a letter from an older couple who lived in the mountains in West Virginia. And they had a son in some military conflict years before who lost his life. And I think they were citizens of Maryland at the time. They contacted us with a letter. Otherwise, they had been trying for years to get that memorial flag that those veterans who give their lives for the country get and the family gets to keep. And they couldn't get them. Now, what do you do in response to that? You simply write them back or call them and say, well, you know, that's a federal problem. Need to contact the military or someone. Or say, you know, since you now live in Virginia, you might want to contact the governor's office in Virginia. Now, guess what? He gave that to me to do, and I went to our National Guard, and thank God for them, and they gave me a flag. I drove all the way down out into the western part of Virginia on country roads, and I finally found that little house out there where this dear mother and father were, and I had a little ceremony there in the name of Governor Schaefer and the people of Maryland who cared about them. He acted. If it's your problem, it's our problem too.